This is the Blue and Orange Experience. Your official podcast of Morgan State University Athletics. I'm Lamont Germany. This week on the Experience,
Tabs deep three ball.
Feeling it tonight.
For Morgan State University basketball, the new year means it's time to attack the MEAC.
Day-Day in the half court to the cup. Now lays one. It up. Then gets the bucket. Draws the foul.
Day-Day Payne on her way to the stripe. Looks to complete the three-point play.
Conference play underway for both the men and the women.
Morgan trying to get the steal. Ball loose. That's the buzzer.
We go to overtime.
Wow.
Both teams have opened up conference competition. We'll take a look at the early MEAC results for Morgan men and women's basketball. Morgan State University Wrestling continues its historic season. Back on the mat this weekend, the Bears will be up in Jersey. And in the orange and blue spotlight this week.
My name is Joelle Johnson, 5'10". I am a grad student from Louisville, Kentucky, and I went to Louisville Male High School.
What made Morgan the right choice?
It was hard because this time around I had a lot of options, which I didn't expect. It was something about being around my people, and those are the people that are successful and around me, and that's my coach, and my teammates look just like me. Something about that just made me feel comfortable.
All that and more on this week's edition of the Blue and Orange Experience.
Deep ball, down the seam, got a man out there, makes the catch.
Here come the orange and the blue.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Knocks down the three ball.
Lined in the right field, all the way to the fence. Rounding second, heading for third.
Who do you play for?
Morgan State.
First up on the Experience, hoop is happening Morgan State style. The Bears begin the new year with conference competition. A couple of games in the MEAC. On the road at Maryland Eastern Shore, at home against Delaware State. On the shore, a split decision. Ladies able to get it done over the Hawks of UMES. 48-45, the final count. It was a big day for Day-Day. Morgan State's Adaiza Payne leading the way with 10 points, 4 steals, 7 rebounds. And the junior from Middlesex, New Jersey, Layla Fair, with a 14-rebound effort against UMES. But not good news when the Bears were at home. The ladies taking on the Hornets of Delaware State. It was an overtime affair. And in the end, Morgan unable to get the win.
Delaware State comes back to beat back Morgan State by a final at OT of 73-71.
With setback, Lady Bears 1-1 in conference play. As for the men, a 14-point lead on the road at Maryland Eastern Shore, but could not hang on. The Shore would bounce back and beat back the Bears by a final of 75-74. And then, back home against the Hornets of Delaware State, Morgan would fall to DSU 78-66. Morgan falls to 0-2 in conference play. Next up for both the Morgan men and Morgan women, Saturday, January 20th, on the road, a crosstown collision against the Eagles of Coppin State. Meanwhile, Morgan State University wrestling back in action. A weekend encounter in Jersey against the Princeton Tigers. The historic season for Morgan State University wrestling continues. Jake Marsh, one of the few veterans, a standout on the Morgan wrestling squad. Going back home, he wrestled for Princeton. This weekend, he'll be wrestling against Princeton, wearing the orange and the blue.
The kick to a cutting Joelle Johnson. She'll lay it up. It goes. Gets the bucket. Draws the foul. Joelle Johnson on her way to the free throw line. Looks to complete the three-point play.
Time to chop it up with a first-year Bear. Grad student. From Kentucky.
All the way from Louisville, Kentucky
to Morgan State University. Joelle Johnson is in the house. Let's chronicle the journey. As we discussed before we went on tape, you've been to three, four?
This is my fourth school.
three schools before Morgan State University, and I'm guessing that all of those schools had an impact on you. All of those schools have had an impression on the Joel that's sitting in front of me today. So take me along those steps, starting with Male High School in Louisville, Kentucky, then your collegiate journey, and what ultimately led you to Morgan State University.
Okay, did your research, Louisville High School, I know that's right. Male is an amazing school. We had an amazing school system. We had an amazing basketball team. A lot of Division I players, great chemistry. A lot of us played with each other since middle school. So we kind of grew together at Male. Won a lot of games. In Kentucky, we have one state champion. We don't have a whole bunch. We have one state champion. So we didn't never win state, but we always made it to the Final Four, and that would always be like our, like we never quite got there. But just, like I said, just an amazing school all around. I love Male High School. And then from Male, I committed to Georgia State the summer before my senior year started. Georgia State, I love Georgia State as well. Very amazing school again. I went to Georgia State not knowing anything about it. Pretty blind, but when I went on the visit, I was like, wow, I didn't expect this. And so it was a great first impression that they left on me, and I just was like, I know I want to go. I want to go to Georgia State. Okay. And so that's what I wanted to do. So I went there. I would call it a roller coaster ride. When I first got there, I loved it. It was hard, but I loved it. Season wasn't going as great. Playing time was up and down. But in the end, I ended up, you know, playing a lot of minutes, making a lot of great connections. I was kind of teetering on if I should leave or if I should stay because it wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. But I made the choice to stay for another year to just figure everything out and make sure, like, is this a good decision to leave, even though I love it so much here. Because I feel like the first school always has a hold on you. So I decided to stay there for another year. My sophomore year went really good, so I was like, okay, well, let me try to branch out and see what else I could get. And the first transfer was actually pretty hard because I had good stats, but they weren't crazy, like, jumping out at anyone.
Right, I hear you.
So then I go to Northern Kentucky. I figured it's close to home, so even if I'm not happy, I'll be close to home. So I go to Northern Kentucky, a culture shock. Mm. Even though it's in Kentucky where I'm from, it's not Louisville, it's not the city.
I understand.
Yeah, so it was a big culture shock for me. I think I kind of rushed that decision because I was kind of scared of options being shut down because, like, the transfer portal was crazy at the time. So I went to Northern Kentucky. I was not happy there at all. Jump into the portal again. This time was the hardest time in the portal. The portal was insane. And it was my second transfer. So there was the one-time transfer rule where you can transfer for free, but after that, you got to pay the cost.
Right.
So it was very hard for me to transfer because a lot of people didn't want to take the chance of me having to sit. So I was getting a lot of people reaching out to me, a lot of schools that I wanted. But it was always, like, it was very hard for me. It was a pretty dark time for me in that time because I would be like, oh, yes, I'm interested in this school. And then they're like, oh, you haven't graduated yet? Oh, we don't want to take a chance. So then I'll be like, ah. So it was a hard time there. But Northwestern State, they reached out last minute. I think some people kind of dropped off and decided not to go there. So they had some openings. They told me they had the waiver figured out for me. So I signed something called a runoff waiver saying that NKU kind of ran me off without saying it, which they did. So that got signed. It took a tooth and nail to get that signed because they didn't really want to sign that. But they ended up signing that, so I got to play. Northwestern State, it didn't really work out. I appreciate everybody there because of everything they did to help me get to where I am because I hadn't graduated still, so I wasn't sure how I was going to transfer again. But I had to graduate in the summer, so I ended up paying tuition to graduate in the summer. And that's when Morgan State hit me up. And to be honest, I really wasn't sold on Morgan State at first. I was, maybe I'll go here, maybe I'll go to this school, maybe I'll go to that school. And it was a lot of PWIs, but I had always wanted to go to an HBCU. But none ever recruited me besides Bethune-Cookman and now Morgan State. And so my conversations with Coach Graham were lengthy, very lengthy, but very impactful, very knowledgeable man. So I just learned a lot from him just by talking to him through the recruiting process and learning a lot about Morgan. And I felt like this is the place that I wanted to be.
What put Morgan over the top? What distinguished Morgan from other options that you were considering? Because this was going to be the final stop for you. This is going to be the place where your eligibility was going to be exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I know you wanted to think long and hard, hey, this is going to be it, so I got to get this choice right. What made Morgan the right choice?
I went back and forth in my head a lot. Before I even called Coach, I was like, am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? I made pros and cons lists for every school. It was hard because this time around I had a lot of options, which I didn't expect. And it was like, do I want to go to another PWI? Do I want to try an HBCU out? What are the pros and cons of both? And being quite honest, I was kind of scarred from PWIs. It was something about being around my people, and those are the people that are successful and around me, and that's my coach, and my teammates look just like me. Something about that just made me feel comfortable. And also, like I said, talking to Coach Graham, they really, really wanted me. So I think it just really came down to that. Like, they wanted me really bad. It was a great program. And just being around my people and my culture. So it won unanimously. But I was really going back and forth. I was really going back and forth. But I think ultimately just wanting to be around people who look like me and see people who look like me be successful, that really just made me choose Morgan.
Well, you're here now. You're a Bear now. Any regrets about making the choice now that you know what Morgan State is all about?
No regrets. I love Morgan State. Like I said, exactly what I expected coming in. You know, a lot of people around me successful. All my teammates look like me. It's great. It's been great so far.
You seem like an individual who has purpose. And as I listen to you chronicle your stops, none of those stops ended with a championship. Going back to high school, to Georgia State, to Northern Kentucky, the Northwestern, how important is it for you that this stop ends with Joel having a ring somewhere on one of those 10 fingers?
Very, very, very purposeful, because something I've said the past few years throughout my career is I feel like I've been to all of these schools and have nothing to really show for it. Like, I want to win. I want a ring. That's my ultimate goal. I want to go to the NCAA tournament. Every year I get super jealous of everybody who goes because I want to go. So it's very important. I feel like we have the team to do it. So it's just, if we don't do it, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. But I just know that we're going to, you know, put it all the pieces together and get there, because I know me, I really want to do it. I know my teammates want it. I know my coaches want it. So, yeah.
You've had some ups. You've had some downs. You've had some things that have gone well and some things that haven't gone well. What is your assessment at this stage of what this team's going to have to do in order to be that squad on the top of that ladder at the end of the tournament, cutting down those nets?
Being that we have so many new people, I feel as if going into conference, we just need to come in with a clean slate. A lot of us don't know the conference. We might have seen it, but we've never played in it. So I feel like we have people who aren't eligible right now, and we have great practice players. So them preparing us every day in practice is going to play a big role in it, and us preparing each other as far as holding each other accountable. And just pushing each other and getting the extra reps in after practice and stuff like that. It's just the little things with our team. I feel like we just have to – we're, like, at a point where we need to turn the corner to just get that confidence to know that we can do it And I feel like we haven't exactly turned the corner yet. So, like, going into these next games, I'm hoping that we can do that. And so when we come back for break, after break, that we're where we want to be going into the MEAC, you know, at the top of that ladder or at least higher than where we are now.
Well, I'll say this, Joel. Y'all ain't ducking nobody. You've been on the floor already in this season against as good as it gets in women's college basketball. And I'm curious about what that experience was like, firstly, from an anticipatory point of view, when you first saw, oh, we playing South Carolina, when you first saw it on the schedule. And then when you're actually on the floor playing in that arena against that team on that night. As a matter of fact, I think the first points for Morgan was Joel Johnson hitting the jumper top of the circle. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that experience, A to Z, playing against South Carolina.
So originally when I was talking to Coach Graham, that's another thing that drew me in. He told me the schedule. I've always enjoyed playing bigger teams because what I find is a lot of people shy away. I don't. I like that competition. That's my opportunity to show exactly what I can do. So when we play those bigger teams, I get excited, but I also, it's not always straight excitement. I kind of go through a wave of emotions. I go excited, then I go nervous, then I'm kind of like, oh, forget them. Like, we all put our pants on the same way, our shoes on the same way. We're going to lace them up the same way. Being here, I will say, I kind of have to play out of position because we have a few players missing. So I knew what I was up against. I knew that I was going to be 5'10", going up against 6'7", and I just have to use my athleticism and versatility to my advantage. So going to the game, I was in the gym working on jump shots. I knew I needed to shoot jump shots. I wasn't going down there with the trees all game. I was going to play smarter. I went down there a little bit, you know, but I just knew I needed to work my jump shot because I know I can shoot. I just had to build my confidence up because I haven't hit as many jump shots this season as I would like. So, yeah, just going in, it was amazing just being out there, seeing the crowd. Of course, I've been there before because we played LSU, but LSU and South Carolina are two totally different teams. Two very legendary coaches. One means a little more to some of us. You know, Dawn Staley, of course. Mm-hmm. She's big in our community. So it was just amazing just sharing the floor with amazing players as South Carolina is and a great coach like Dawn Staley. So it was surreal because, I mean, I remember looking on the free throw line. I'm trying to see who I have to guard. I look to the side, and I can't see the girl. I have to look up. I have to look up to see who the girl is. So it was funny moments in it, but I think it was a great learning moment for all of us. And I think that's going to help us going into the MEACs, knowing that we can play. We hung in there with them for the first few minutes, so I think that gave us a little confidence as well.
Where did it start, basketball, for Joel Johnson? Do you remember first picking up a ball, your interest in the sport, you're starting to like the sport, and then saying to yourself, hey, I'm pretty good at this? When did that particular part of this orange ball begin for Joel Johnson?
So I'm the youngest of five, but I lived in a house with two brothers.
Okay.
So I was the only girl in the house. And the way my parents call it, they say that I got jealous. I was cheerleading at first. And they say that I got jealous that my brothers were getting all the attention with basketball. And so I wanted to play basketball, but my mom, she really didn't want to let me play basketball for a long time. So I ended up actually first playing semi-organized basketball, like rec league, in the fifth grade. I didn't play that much. I remember early on in my fifth grade, I played for like a church league, and then later on I moved to a really good program called the Lady Legends, a team out of Louisville. And they were amazing. Like, they were really, really good. But I didn't play that much. I didn't play that much because they were really good and I was just starting. And then I think I didn't like that I wasn't playing, so I went to my head coach there, and I got one-on-one training from him. Mm-hmm. And so then it's my sixth grade year. I play middle school basketball. That's when I was like, okay, I'm actually pretty good at this. Like, I'm all right. I spent the whole summer training, like I said, with my coach. And so that's when I knew I was pretty good. And so then we go on through middle school. I play up high school. I'm not playing that many minutes, but I feel like I should be. And then we get to, I think, AAU. Mm-hmm. And I start getting a few letters and calls. My first letter I thought was an offer, which was very embarrassing. But it was just a letter of interest. But I was like, okay, I'm getting some interest from these coaches. I might be all right. But I was still discouraged because I felt like I was late getting offers. I think I received my first offer going into my junior year, so the summer after my sophomore year. And it was from Northern Kentucky. And so that's when I first got the confidence, like, okay, I'm going to play college basketball. Because before then, I feel like I was late, so I was pretty discouraged. I was getting letters, but I wasn't getting any offers. And I know some people around me were getting offers. So after that, I was like, wow, I'm going to play college basketball. Like, this is real. It didn't feel real, but it was just great to know, like, my confidence was up in high school because of that.
When you think back upon your career to this point, is there a game, is there a moment, and this is going all the way back to high school, AAU, when you were at the top of your game, when you brought the best Joel Johnson can bring? Is there a moment, or maybe more than one moment, that kind of stands out when you look upon what you have accomplished up to this point in your basketball journey?
I have a couple of games in mind that just showed perfectly how versatile I can be, or I am. In one game, I remember it was at state. Our star center had went down. She got mono, so she couldn't play in the state tournament. And we were in the quarterfinals against a school called Barron County around Western Kentucky. And that was just a game. I did everything. I scored in the post. I scored on the perimeter. I dished the ball well. I just did everything. And that was a really big game for me. I think I had 24 points and maybe 10 rebounds that game.
Okay.
Maybe I think about 5 assists. And that was a big game for me because going down, that was a really big piece of us. So we needed me and my other teammates to step up and fill that void. And in college, I think the game that really let me know that I could play at a high level, the first one was my sophomore year. My sophomore year, I had a few games that really built my confidence. The first one, I didn't score a lot, but I was very efficient. We played against Georgia. That's another game, like I said, a lot of people shied away. That was my opportunity to step up. I was coming off the bench. So I had a really good game that game, and then we played against Appalachian State in the conference, and I don't think I could miss that game. I don't think I could miss. So it was a confidence booster, and that was when I knew that I could shoot. I didn't think I could shoot this whole time in college. And I think my sophomore year we played App State. From then on out, they labeled me as a shooter. And so I was like, wow, I can shoot a little bit. So that just brought out different parts of me that I didn't know that I had anymore. Like, sometimes when I go to a lot of these schools, I have to play out of position for whatever reason. You know, people might be ineligible, stuff like that. So one thing that I struggle with, I think I have to play in the post, and then I forget that I can be a guard, that I can handle the ball, I can shoot the ball, and I think I get stuck in post mode. And so when I do have those games, it just reminds me, like, you're not a post player. You're wherever you want to be. So games like that really help me mentally and confidence-wise.
Where do you think you fit with this particular team? Now, let's assume that we have our whole team. Right now, no Layla Fair. Right now, no AJ Mick. But at some point, they're going to be on the floor. Let's assume they're on the floor, they're playing, they're doing their thing. And so now we have our whole team together. When we had that entire squad, where does Joel Johnson fit?
With that on the floor, wow. First of all, that's scary. That's scary anyway. But I wouldn't be playing the 5, but I would still be out there, either the 4 or the 3. Just doing all the little things that I always do. You know, talking on the floor, cheering my teammates on, just talking all the time because that's all I do. I just talk. And just making plays. Like, I think me being on the perimeter more, like I said, shows more of my versatility, allows me to play inside and out, which is when I'm at my best, and allow me to make more plays with the ball I have the ability to pass really well. I see the floor really well because I'm a lot taller than a lot of people that we, you know, play against at that position. So it allows me to make more plays and set my teammates up as well as myself. So I think that, you know, with that lineup, we would be really scary.
What about players? Is there a particular player that you really admire, either past or present, male or female, somebody you played with, somebody you played against, somebody you just seen from afar on TV? Is there a player or players whose game that you look at and you just say, wow, they really got this game mastered? Is there somebody that's on your radar screen that you look at that way when you see their game?
I am, if not the biggest, Kobe Bryant fan.
Okay, nothing wrong
Kobe
with that.
Kobe Bryant, I love Kobe Bryant down. I love Asia Wilson. I've loved her since she was at South Carolina. I love everything about her, how she is on the court. She plays with so much passion and grit, and she also is goofy and silly, and you can see that through how she is on the court. I just love everything about her. On the court, off the court, love her.
So for people who are going to be seeing you play here at Morgan this season for the first time, what kind of player are they going to see with the young lady that has number 4 on her jersey? What is she going to be delivering game in and game out for Morgan State fans who are seeing you for the first time this year?
Energy. I am somebody who feeds off of energy. I'm an energy player. I like to give energy to my team. I like when my team gives energy to me. So just somebody who is energy-oriented and relentless, has a knack for the ball, and somebody who plays hard no matter what. If I'm not scoring, I want to make sure I'm doing something. I just want to be on the stat sheet somewhere. Doesn't matter. Even the things that don't show up on the stat sheet, if I'm taking charges, you know what I'm saying? If it's a defensive rotation, just someone who's always in the right spot, doing what they're supposed to do, and just working hard. Even if they mess up, just working hard. That's what I want to be, energy giver.
Last question, Joelle. I want you to tell me the biggest differences between the Joelle Johnson I'm talking to today, final year of college eligibility here at Morgan, and the Joelle Johnson that set foot on the Georgia State campus as a freshman. That person and this person, what are the biggest differences?
I think I'm a lot wiser, less tempered. I think maybe coming in my freshman year, I was very frustrated with not getting things right. And I think now, it's not that I'm okay with not getting things right, but just knowing that I have a lot to learn still. And I think that's the maturity part, just being able to adapt to new things and being open to it and willing to. So just, I think I'm a lot wiser, a lot more knowledgeable of the game and how to play at different paces in college. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, just being wiser and more knowledgeable of the game.
Joelle Johnson, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's this week's edition of the Blue and Orange Experience. Until next time, I'm Lamont Germany.